Chapter 11.4, Section Summary.
At the beginning of the War of 1812, Britain had more ships at sea than the United States did. However, the U.S. Navy had well-trained sailors. Some U.S. ships also proved stronger than Britain's. In addition, the United States used privateers, or private ships used for war, to attack British merchant vessels. On land, the U.S. Army prepared to invade the British in Canada. However, the Army was poorly equipped and unprepared for war. The British joined with American Indians led by Tecumseh and successfully took control of Fort Detroit. By 1812, the British controlled the Great Lakes region. In 1813, Captain Oliver Hazard Perry led U.S. ships in the Battle of Lake Erie. There were heavy casualties on both sides, but the British finally surrendered. Tecumseh and the British also fought together against the United States in the Battle of the Thames in Canada. U.S. troops on horseback charged directly into the British defenses. The Indians fought on foot and suffered heavy casualties. Eventually, the Indians retreated, and the United States secured the Canadian border. In Alabama, Creek Indians rebelled against the United States. Creek forces destroyed Fort Mims in present-day Alabama and killed more than 500 soldiers and settlers. General Andrew Jackson then led forces against the Creek, attacking their main village. The Battle of Horseshoe Bend was an overwhelming victory for Jackson. Within a few days, the Creek surrendered. In the east, the British attacked Washington, D.C., burning buildings and destroying the city. They also attacked Fort McHenry in Baltimore, but later retreated. Next, the British tried to capture New Orleans. However, General Jackson's troops faced the British in the Battle of New Orleans in 1815, defeating them soundly. This battle was the last one of the war, and it actually took place after peace had been declared. While Jackson had been preparing his troops to defend New Orleans, Federalists gathered in Connecticut at the Hartford Convention to protest the war. Before the delegation reached Washington, however, word arrived that peace had been declared. U.S. and British diplomats signed the Treaty of Ghent in Belgium in December 1814, finally ending the War of 1812.